Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Let's go to the drivehuboard.com hotline. Bring on the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Doug Bowles. Doug, how are you, man?
We're 59 days away from the 107th running of the Indy 500, so I'm good. I can't wait. I'm ready to get it rolling.
59.
I got my tickets purchased. I am a paying customer, Doug. I know a lot of people think, oh, you get the free tickets from working at the radio station. I took my fat rear end to the ticket office about 2 weeks ago, right there by the roundabout, just off of 16th Street at the admin building. Walked up, got my tickets. I am so excited. I'm ready to roll.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. It's funny, people just assume you get free stuff. They same with me, right? I have 8 tickets that I buy myself, and it's part of it, right?
But how many people text you and say, "Hey, Doug, how many of your friends that have your phone number, your personal cell phone number?" I mean, how many average texts do you get during the month of May? "Hey, can you hook me up here? Can you hook me up there?"
It's funny you say, so last night I'm driving home. It's like Roger was in all day yesterday, right? So by the time you get Roger out and send him back to Detroit, it was like 8:30. I'm driving home, and I was probably 3 miles from home, and I get a text from somebody that I have not heard from in probably 2 or 3 years. Said, "Hey, I hope everything's great with you. Just wondering, can you hook me up with," and actually he wanted more than tickets. And it's crazy, right? It's like, hold it a minute.
He probably wanted in the suites or something.
He wanted to fly in the flyover after the playing of the national anthem and back home again.
And here's what I love the most about Roger Penske. Roger Penske buys his own tickets from the company he owns.
Yeah.
He buys his tickets. He buys his credentials. It's amazing, which makes it a lot easier when somebody calls you and says, "Hey, can you get me free stuff?" I'm like, "Look, the guy that owns the place pays for them." So, no.
Have you ever been? Where'd you say he's? Does he lives in Detroit?
Yeah, he's in Detroit.
Have you ever been to his house? I mean, that thing's got to be a monster, right?
I have not been to his house. I've been to the office in Detroit many times.
Okay.
So I have not. I've not been invited to the house. I'm invited to go to the office and work quite a bit.
I could see that. I get that.
I ain't paying you to be my dinner guest, Doug. You're the president of the IMS.
Doug Bowles with us, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So let's talk about the recent announcements here. Legends Day, Brad Paisley, and then, of course, Carb Day, which is an unofficial holiday here in the state of Indiana. Brian Adams, how did this come to be?
Well, you know, honestly, one of these days we're going to probably start going younger as it relates to the bands for Carb Day. But after every Carb Day, we hear from our fans that they want us to stay in that 80s rock. It's, you know, something that our hardcore beer drinking, I can't tell you how much Miller Lite gets consumed by Carb Day, but it's a lot. And
I know, I've been there.
And 80s rock is kind of where it is. We've been through so many of the 80s rock folks, and, you know, Brian Adams hadn't been in Indianapolis since 2010 and was excited to come do it, so that's where we ended up there. But I would say we're on the horizon in the next year or two of that changing a little bit. So if you're old like I am and you remember Brian Adams, I'd be coming to these Carb Days now, because pretty soon it's going to be music we don't remember or don't know.
Well, it feels like you've already got a little something for everybody. So the country folks can go to the Saturday concert, the Legends Day show, and then the rock folks have Carb Day. But the young folks, they've got the Snake Pit on race day.
They do have the Snake Pit on race day. And this year we kind of changed that up a bit, too. So for us old folks, you know, if you want to show up in the Snake Pit at 9:15 on race day, you can see DJ Diesel or Shaquille O'Neal actually spinning some tunes, which would be kind of interesting to see. But, you know, you're right. We kind of do have a whole list of folks or options for people. And, you know, that. But I do think we're probably running towards the end of those 80s.
Hey, have you, speaking with IMS President Doug Bowles, has the musical performers at Legends Day, has that always been at a separate location? I can't remember. Was it at the track the night before the race, or has it always been at a separate location?
It was always, well, we started it. The first one was in 2014 with Jason Aldean, and it was at the racetrack.
Yeah.
We did that until COVID. And then when COVID happened, honestly, last year we went to downtown and only one. We used to build two stages. And now last year we only built one because finding workers to build two stages and the steel for two stages has become really, really difficult.
Wow.
So last year we did it as much out of ease for us as anything. And then this year we decided to stay downtown again with it, and we'll see where we go. I don't know that that's a permanent thing. There are a handful of our fans who camp and who like to come to the Speedway. The other challenge for us is when you have 325,000 people showing up beginning at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning,
yep.
For us to have a concert on Friday, get it cleaned up, to have a concert on Saturday, to get it cleaned up, to host 325,000 people and a concert is pretty hard on staff. And if anybody that runs a business and knows how hard it is to get people to work, especially in those kind of jobs, it does present a problem for us. So we'll see what the future holds, but we're excited to be back downtown again with Firestone Legends Day and Brad Paisley this year.
What all conversations are you involved in right now as we get closer and closer to the Indianapolis 500? Like, are there still teams that are thinking about getting in? It's my understanding, Doug, that we have enough for a full field, 33 cars, but is there a chance anybody might try to jump in? Could we have a real bump day?
I do think there's a chance we have a bump day. Jay Fry and the team at IndyCar do an awful lot of work on that, so I stay in touch with them. In fact, Jay sent an update email just a little while ago on where we are, but I think we're looking like we could very well likely have bumping this year, which would be fantastic. So I'm hopeful. But no, right now you've got all. So beyond that, we've got all the other, just getting things turned back on at the Speedway, for example. I mean, we shut everything down in the winter. All of our 5,000 restroom fixtures and kitchen fixtures that have water to get drained down, and now wow. We're starting all those back up, turning electricity on. Outdoor venue has to survive through the winter in Indiana, so that's definitely a challenge for us. We spent 2 hours on the phone today walking through all of our pre-race activities, how that's going to work, how do you sync that up with NBC. So we had NBC on the phone with us to figure out what pieces of our pre-race are they going to put on television, what pieces of our pre-race stay in-house. So you start thinking through all of those challenges as well. But I get in the office between 6:30 and 7 every day, and we're there till 7:30 or 8 every day. It's a full-time job for the 125 people that work full-time at the Speedway.
And how hands-on are you going back to Carb Day and some of the performers, Carb Day, Legends Day, as the president of the IMS, Doug, how hands-on are you in making some of those decisions on who to bring in, what kind of genres of music and things like that? Is that do you have people under you that are taking the lead on that?
Well, I always like to say that I kind of work for everybody that works at the Speedway. So I'm involved in a lot of things that are going on there, including the music. But we have a team of people that lead on it, and I'm part of the committee that's there and try and voice my opinion. But one of the things I love about Roger, and frankly I love about the way we manage the Speedway, is we want to give our team an opportunity to lead and make decisions. And but definitely involved in the music piece, I am. And
How soon after Memorial Day weekend do you start working on next year's Carb Day and reaching out to bands?
Well, we're already working on next year's Carb Day already.
That's amazing. Wow.
And it's a challenge in the music industry right now because a lot of the bands, they're going to wait until they know what their Live Nation tours are, for example. And then they can start doing the one-offs like an Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But the challenge then happens because if I'm playing in Columbus, Ohio or Louisville, there's a radius clause and a time clause. So that automatically knocks people out of the option to even take a one-off at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So as Live Nations and other venue owners have gotten bigger, it makes it harder for a one-time-a-year concert promoter to secure people until all those schedules are done, and then you have to live within those radius clauses and the date clauses. Usually you can't 90 days ahead of or after a concert you can't play in a market within usually 120 miles. So that you think about, take Indianapolis 120 miles out takes out a lot of And it includes people like Louisville and other communities, so it's a challenge.
Does it help, though, when you have some of the bands talk about what an awesome experience it is? We've had Brett Michaels from Poison on this show multiple times, and he always brings it up. He's usually the one that brings up the Carb Day show that Poison did a number of years ago was the most fun they've ever had performing live.
So we do get a lot of great support from the artists that have been here. So that's why people have interest to begin with. But they're still governed by those radius clauses and those time clauses, which are hard to get around. The one place where word of mouth all day long is a big deal for us is in our EDM concert, the Snake Pit. The Snake Pit, we get artists asking us if they can perform next year. It's such a big show. And if you're an EDM artist who's based on the West Coast, they've gotten smart enough. They figured out that they can do an early morning show at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, get on a plane and do a show that night in Vegas and get two shows in one day. And you know, those artists are minimally at $50,000 for their 90 minutes. And some of them are, $250,000 for a 90-minute show.
Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So if somebody wants tickets to Carb Day or Legends Day or the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, where can they go?
Well, just like all my friends, you can text me at 317. IMS.com is the best way to pick up some tickets to the Speedway. Our best pricing on tickets is right now. As we get closer to the race, those prices go up. So I encourage you to get them. And remember, 15 and under are always free at the Speedway. So if you have a GA ticket and you bring as many 15 and under with you, they're free. We're trying to do everything we can to make it family friendly. So that's Carb Day, Race Day, IndyCar Grand Prix Day, NASCAR Weekend. If you got a GA ticket, you can bring your 15 and under for free.
Doug Bowles, President IMS. Doug, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.